This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, the party is over, at least to welcome in 2022. Were you happy to see 2021 go? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for kicking off the new year with us here on this show. Appreciate all your support. I get all of the letters and all of the emails that you send, and it was an avalanche right before the holidays, and I appreciate that. So 2021... It's interesting. So many people describe it as a train wreck. It's awful. They hated 2021. They can't wait to leap into 2022, right? There was a survey that was done of registered voters that was taken by cell phone and landline December 27th to December 30th. I was just reading about this earlier in the day. And so in this poll, the fractures are still there over politics, COVID, duh. Do you think that would change? Not everyone is glad to see 2021 in the rearview mirror. The only debate over which word best described the year that battered us with the pandemic, extreme weather, and so many other things is this. It was like an open-ended question. So they asked people, like, for what the single word was about 2021. You know what 23% of the people said? Awful, terrible, bad, sucked. So, even disaster, train wreck, catastrophic, 6%. There was 6% also of people that said it was okay, it was good. It was okay. It was good when they look back at 2021. But that's in the rearview mirror. Now it's all about 2022. And so what is in store for 2022? I'll tell you one thing that's in store for some people anyway. An increase of minimum wage up to $15. So 8 states raised the minimum wage to $15. California, Delaware, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. Wow. The city of West Hollywood raised minimum wage for workers, $17.64 an hour. That's the highest in the nation. The highest, right? Then there were some other things that happened. So Missouri voters passed a proposition in 2018 to gradually increase the minimum wage statewide to $12 over 5 years to, you know, spread it out. Michigan, New Mexico, and Virginia passed legislation raising their minimum wage, the goal of $12, right? So minimum wage, that was definitely part of what was being discussed in many states. And I think the pandemic probably highlighted that. Because of the lack of people quitting, and the fact that employees held a lot of the cards, right? So some of the other laws that have come into effect is interesting. A couple of them are pretty interesting. Animal welfare. There was a number of laws that are kicking in related to animals, with several states introducing some new measures for the new year, like in Texas. How about this? It's illegal to chain up a dog from January right on, with chains and heavy restraints banned. Collars have to be made from material designed to be placed around the neck of a dog, and they have to have shelter from inclement weather is what they're calling it. California will have the country's strictest standards, because this is all kicked in, for living space for breeding pigs. So how about that? Because there's a lot of pigs and a lot of people breeding pigs. Maryland is banning the sale of cosmetics if they contain ingredients that were tested on animals. Nevada is making it illegal for insurance companies to deny coverage to homeowners or charge them more based on the breed of their dog. Vermont is banning the trade of parts and products of exotic animals like elephants or giraffes. Mm-hmm. Here's another one that's not related to animals. In Washington State, people selling houses now have to disclose whether the property has access to the internet. Universal broadband, do you have it or not? Residents of Oregon permitted to continue buying cocktails to go from bars and restaurants after the pandemic has ended, while 15 other states now have similar laws. In Montana, recreational marijuana legal after the state voters approved that back in November 2020. But only those businesses that were providing medical marijuana before November 3rd, 2020 are able to grow and sell pot for recreational use. There are other states expanding access to marijuana in 2022 as well. So that's just a handful of the new laws that kicked in. While we were out, Betty White died 3 weeks shy of her 100th birthday. She died December 31st at the age of 99, 8 decades in show business. Wow. The great John, can't say enough about her legacy. Speaking of legacies of a different sort, from entertainment to entertainment of a different sort, John Madden, the great John Madden. He was iconic, an American football coach, sportscaster, guy who was the head of the Oakland Raiders, led them to a Super Bowl, had a winning percentage. People forget about that, how football was so ingrained in him. He was a player, too. And there's no question his legacy on the game is crazy. What he did in the broadcast booth, Fox, CBS, you know, even ABC, and he had the Madden game. You know, the being on the cover of the Madden game was such a highlight for so many football players who consider that right up there with some of the other records and things that they've set. So he had an incredible television career. In fact, with all networks, he had a stint with all networks. And the All Madden team that he did where he picked out football players and, you know, they were part of this, the All Madden team, and just the video game, like I said, when they came out with Madden NFL in 1988 is when John Madden's football series of video games came out, and bestsellers. I mean, just crazy. There's been competitions. People have won millions of dollars because they're the top Madden player. Television shows have focused on it, and so popular. I mean, just an incredible, incredible collaboration with EA and what they were able to do with it. He said in 2012 that it was a way for people to learn the game of football and participate at a pretty sophisticated level. For me, I talked about this. I had the chance to spend some time with John Madden in an interview I did early on in my career. I was on the central coast of California in the Santa Barbara, Santa Maria area. I was at a golf tournament, and he came and sat down with my mentor, Roger Blamire, and I, and had a great conversation about football. I think we talked for like 20 minutes, and there's a story about him in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. I talk about the impact of the great John Madden. So rip to that. What a great loss to lose John Madden at the age of 85. Meet you on the flip side.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get for my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
So 2022 is here, but what'd you miss? Time for the weekend rewind. You might have missed that kiss to welcome in the new year. New York City, when the ball dropped, it was goodbye to 2021 and hello 2022. That 6-ton ball descending above a crowd of only 15,000 people. Normally that place would be jammed with almost a million, they say, but far fewer than at least the tens of thousands of people who usually descend on the square to bask in the lights and hoopla of the New York New Year's Eve event. So because of the pandemic and Omicron spread, it was much smaller. A fire in Colorado, two people still missing after a wildfire where winds up to 100 miles an hour scorched 12 miles of suburbs and destroyed hundreds of homes in towns north of Denver earlier this past week. Rescue teams were originally searching for three people. One was found alive and well, thank goodness. They're relieved about that than surprised that more people weren't missing or killed by the fire. I mean, these historic wind gusts, crazy, 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 crazy. Superior and Louisville, the two places that were really hit by it. 1,000 homes damaged. People that lived there said it sounded like you could just hear the wood crackling. It's just like you were in the middle of a fire and you stayed too long and the fire pit exploded. I mean, just a crackle, crackle, crackle. And it's very scary to look at those images. It really, really, really is. Confusion with the three dreaded letters, not the IRS, although I guess you could put them in that category. The CDC. Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Sunday, part of the Sunday Swirl, the talking heads over the weekend, we talk about politics and the politics of what ails us. So the CDC is considering amending its new 5-day isolation guidance for asymptomatic patients to include testing. Remember last week they cut it in half. They recommended, 5 days. And the recommendation does call for wearing masks in public for the next 5 days, but dropped any requirement of a negative test. Well, now there's pushback. People are confused. Wait, I thought we had 10 days. Now I'm not going to be safe. It's only 5 days. What does that mean? So they've decided that maybe we should add testing to the tail end of that. I'll get back to you when the CDC makes up its collective mind. Marjorie Taylor Greene had her Twitter account permanently suspended, they say, for violating its COVID-19 misinformation policy. So another one bites the dust. A lot of Republicans have seen the hammer come down on them with Twitter. So she was cited for repeated violations. There was a lengthy post on January 1st comparing American life before and after the pandemic. It featured, they say, inaccurate claims such as masks posing a risk to children, studies showing ivermectin as a safe treatment for COVID-19. So Green released a statement on Sunday saying Twitter is an enemy to America. And that's fine. I'll show America we don't need them, and it's time to defeat our enemies. It was the fifth strike against her account, and which was suspended a third time in July, and again, I guess, in August. And so this time, they say three strikes, and that's it. I mean, can you believe the pandemic is really going into its third year? Cases of Omicron are on the rise. That's part of what was talked about over the weekend. Flights canceled, thousands of them, because of staffing shortages. That was part of what we missed in the rewind. And it's been tough. Snow hit 18 states, winter rolling through the Midwest. Yeah. Even the warm East is in for a shocker. Expect some snow probably to hit there, too. In Kansas, a driver rear-ended a plow on I-35 while it was clearing snow because something got distracted in the visibility. A winter storm went into effect for most of Chicago on Sunday, and the city had more than 4 inches of snow early in the morning. 1,000 flights were canceled at O'Hare and Midway International Airports on Saturday. Flight operations suspended by Southwest at both airports because of the snow. Chicago's heaviest snow this winter and coldest weather so far. We had temperatures that were below zero. Double-digit sub-zero lows possible, too, at some locations. In Grand Rapids in Michigan, at that airport, they reported 5.7 inches of snow on Sunday morning. Lansing had 5 inches of snow. In Kansas, it was icy and snowy, too, and it caused a couple of roads to be plagued where you've got cars that slide off and crash. Near Emporia, they had that problem. In Iowa, a section of I-80 near Burlington closed Saturday. A truck jackknifed westbound as the snow was falling, and then that was problematic. And the Colorado snow covered the fire-scarred Denver airports. So that's the good news. Bad news, if it only was just a day sooner, imagine what that would have been like. Asheville, probably going to pick up a few inches of the snow heading into Monday. But, so there is snow for some. There was also a big hubbub over a thing called the lottery. Nobody won the big one. And when I say nobody won the big one, of course, I'm talking about Powerball specifically. And Powerball on Monday, because over the weekend it was worth $500 million. So now, as we roll forward, if you get a ticket for Monday, $522 million. So another shot at popping the champagne and living the high life. But if you had 6, 12, 39, 48, 50, and your Powerball was 7, woohoo, you would have won. There were some people that won a couple million, but nobody that hit the big ones. That means, like I said, it rolls over. Some people started diets because technically over the weekend, as we rewind the weekend, the 1st of July and the 2nd of July are on the weekend. The average American manages to make it 36 days into the new year before they give up on their resolutions. Number one resolution is weight loss. weight loss. You know what the problem is? It's unrealistic. Unrealistic where you think, well, I just need to lose, you know, 30 pounds. I just need to lose 18 pounds by tomorrow. Isn't there a way that I can do it? And I think that somehow you get revved up and you think, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then it slowly falls apart. And it falls apart because of the unrealistic expectations. That's what happens, expectations. It's going to be all back to the drawing board when everybody's back in Washington. Schumer, that would be Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, plans a $1.7 trillion bill vote, really wooing Joe Manchin to not be a holdout. Manchin sank the signature social and climate spending legislation before Christmas. He's going to be there for Monday night's Senate leadership meeting and Tuesday's weekly caucus lunch. So this is certain to be discussed. Build Back Better. That's the name of it. The lunch will be the first time all Senate Democrats are together since Manchin publicly opposed the bill. Schumer is going to make a choice on whether to hold a vote on the bill following that session, supposedly. So that's very, very big, and that was part of what happened over the weekend, setting all of this up to get ready for the start of full speed ahead of whatever is going to happen on this or not, if it's going to be broken into other pieces or something different happens. And I don't know if Manchin will dive on that or not. It certainly is less than what was initially proposed, but you know how that goes. All right, more people are saying that in positions of power or celebrity that they have COVID. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, that's pretty big, said Sunday he's tested positive for COVID-19 and was experiencing mild symptoms while quarantining at home. He released a statement on Sunday night saying he plans to attend key meetings and discussions virtually in the coming week to every degree possible that he can. He met with the president on December 21st, more than a week before he began to get those symptoms, and tested negative the morning of that day. This is the world we live in. I'm going to introduce you to two amazing authors, one from India and one from the UK. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week says federal health officials are looking to add a negative test along with its 5-day isolation recommendation for asymptomatic Americans that are experiencing COVID-19.
There has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that 5-day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that.
Another day of major flight cancellations in the U.S. and across the world. FlightAware is reporting over 2,400 flights were canceled due to bad weather and understaffing due to COVID-19. Holiday travelers are stranded and searching for alternate ways to get home. This is USA Radio News. With the new Omicron variant surging just as students are about to return from their winter break, dozens of colleges and high schools are moving classes online once again for at least the first week or so. Harvard is moving classes online for the first 3 weeks of the new year, with a return to campus scheduled for late January. Some students say starting the term remotely is becoming routine. So far, more than 70 colleges across 26 states are starting the term online, and others say they're considering it as well. Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe cold and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. Officials say play it safe and wait to travel if you can. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ann Rand Lycan is with us, and she joins us from the UK. She's in our, what I call, virtual green room. And boy, I'll tell you what, she's an inspiration. We talked off the air, and she has written several books, I think, that would help many, many people out there with her wonderful poetry. But this one that we're going to talk about, and we'll mention the others too, is Alone in Grief. Ann Rand, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell me the road to writing this one. How did this come about?
This one came about because I'd lost my husband in 2019. I wasn't dealing very well with the grief of it. And because I write the poetry, I thought maybe I could write about the grief that I'm going through. Some things that are in the book are fantasy, but other things in the book are about the grief that I was going through at the time.
And that grief, let me stop you there, but that grief, I mean, there's so many people that lose a spouse, that lose a partner, and it really is tough to process, and other people have a tough time, I think, in figuring out how to deal with someone where that's happened. Did you find that?
The thing I found about losing an husband, a wife, a life partner, the grief with that is completely different to losing a parent or a grandparent, or other siblings, aunts and uncles, cousins and such. Because it's deeper. It's one of them where that your life, as you knew it, has completely changed. You've gone from being a unit to a single unit. And it's trying to get other people who are around you to actually understand that, because they still expect to see you with your partner. They don't understand when you're doing things that you would possibly have done with your partner, you're now having to do by yourself. And you've also got to come to terms with that you are now a single person. You've got to learn to live how our single person lives. And it is very hard, especially for myself, that found in the early months, hard to disassociate from being with my husband to just being out by yourself.
Yeah, and I think people can relate to that. So specifically in the book, tell us more about the book, Fourth Alone in Grief.
With the book, it was just to get the emotions that I was feeling inside, writing them down. At the beginning, it didn't cohere as a book. It was just me writing down my emotions. And then once I started reading back through it, that's when the book more or less started to appear. There are things in the book that you would never even think you would feel, because you only feel them emotions when it is a part of you that has gone. You don't feel that same emotion if it was like my mum or dad that had passed away, because I wasn't living with them almost 24 hours a day and for 36 years, you don't have that same connection. But with a life partner, you have that connection. They're there constantly. And you start doing stuff, or you'll pick something up in the store, or you'll be in a clothes shop and you'll go to turn around and say, oh, what do you think of this? And they're not there. And it's that type of emotions that others don't understand unless they've actually gone through it or going through it.
Yeah. Boy, that makes sense. So for you, the poetry, you told me an interesting story, and thank goodness you didn't pay attention to this ultimately, that you were always writing poems down. You were inspired by lots of different things, but then somebody looked at your poetry and they discouraged you and you threw it away.
Yeah. 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 It's one of them things that you think if they don't see anything in them, then you're just writing gibberish. It's not going to interact or contact or connect with someone else. So, yeah, I just threw them away.
Wow. Well, thank goodness that you recreated or certainly moved forward with your poems. In your other books, you have Head Over Heart and Constant State of Love and Bittersweet Love, and they're very different. I mean, you differentiate them. Tell us about the differences in the books, like Head Over Heart.
Head Over Heart, it's sort of like the way the books have come out. They've sort of like come out backwards. Because the first poetry I actually wrote was Constant State of Love. And some of the friends that I've given the books to, when they read that one, they do say all your emotions are in them poems. When we're reading them, we're crying. And I have to say to them, I didn't want them to make you cry. I just wanted you to sort of like connect. Say, well, that is how we connected. Because we was reading the poems and we was feeling the emotion. And it's, with all of them, it's for myself. It is to show other people that we need to show our emotions. We need to stop hiding. In this world of today, where most of us hide everything that we do, apart from when we show it out on the social media, which I tend to find a lot of it's not truth, we hide our emotions too much, and that's why we end up with a lot of people with mental instabilities, because they're hiding their emotions and they can't get them out there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing to say, and it's so true. And if we could open up some people's hearts to that, absolutely. And then tell us about Constant State of Love, Ayn Rand.
I think that's the longest book. I think that's 45 or 44 poems, that one. In that one there is what I would class as sonnets, that are slightly longer than some poems. A few that have read some of them, ones have turned around and said, how did you think of these words? How did these words come out? And they just stared in my head. I can be sat watching a movie and a favourite movie star or songwriter will appear on whatever's going on, and a poem will suddenly appear in my head. I have to write it down.
Wow.
It's one of those things that it's probably the same for a songwriter, that he'll probably be looking at something and suddenly maybe a line or a verse will come into his head while he's looking at whatever he's looking at, and he can turn that into a song.
Yeah. So that one, I like that. That has the most poems in it. And then you've got Bittersweet Love. And tell us about
love, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that.
The Bittersweet Love was one that I think that was the last one that I wrote, although I have got more that I need to save onto my computer so I don't lose them. That it's like I said, they are all about emotion. They are all about us as human beings, that we need someone to love. We need someone to hold. We need someone to be there with us. Whether it's as a friendship, whether it's as a relationship, whether it's falling in love, getting married, having children, doesn't matter. We all need that emotional connection. And if we don't get that emotional connection, we can isolate ourselves more and more and more, and other people will begin to ignore that because you don't interact with them anymore. And with the poems, if anybody ever gets to read them and you have somebody you know that could be like that, get them to open up again. Get them to speak to you. Get them to show their emotions again. Show them that there is somebody there that loves them. Whether it's a friendship love, whether it's as a partner love, show them that they are still wanted, that they still have something to give, and that we are all unique in our own way.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. So well said. Again, Fourth Alone in Grief, we started talking about that, obviously, you know, losing your husband, etc. And then Head Over Heart, Constant State of Love, Bittersweet Love. What a delight to speak with you. Ayn Rand, like, and you can get these books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. Nice talking to you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We go to Hyderabad, India, for a conversation with Jamela Nishat. She's written a wonderful book of poetry that is so uniquely done, and it is, weaved together just these wonderful patterns of women, things that have happened to women, and I'll let her explain, that are all in this one wonderful place, and the name of it is perfect, Butterfly Caresses. Jamela, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Pleasure.
So tell me what led you. You told me off the air for people listening that you were at one point in your life a teacher. Your father was an artist, a well-known artist. You grew up in a really cosmopolitan environment. What was it that led you to saying, I need to be doing this for a living? I need to do this for my life to write this poetry. What led you down the path and to where the way you're living now?
See, a poet dreams of a society where there is equality, there is justice, especially gender justice. And a poet, or any artist for that matter, wants freedom of expression. And my journey started with this, to express myself, not just myself, but for my voice becomes the voice of all those marginalized women I'm surrounded with. They become me and I become them. We are one.
Wow, so important to tell those stories. And I don't want to lose what you created for me off the air, because I want everybody else to have this experience. Would you recite the poem that you did for me?
Sure. This is actually a real life story of a girl who was just 25 when he died. He brought a lot of money. He was trafficked and he brought a lot of money for her mother, and so this poem. She died and that was really haunting me all the time. So I wrote this poem. My mother shall have no pain, no pressure of death, no strain,
A new star shall shine in the lives of my siblings. My departure would bring glad tidings. My house shall never starve. New clothes we shall have. My heart thought, let's make a deal. I was 16 and he was in his 60s. Brick by brick, a new shelter is made. Overnight, my house is a palace new laid. A new TV, a new car, a new mobile is what I will get. My heart thought, let's make a deal. Finally, the night appeared. It appeared in processions. Cascade of all desires come true. As we come close, all my sprite, all my enthusiasm shatter. I lay numb all night. Tears rolling down my cheek, I close my eyes, buried in the bed beneath. I close my eyes, buried in the bed beneath. I lay helpless. Nothing could I have. All my veins now bore cement, and strong walls which now stand, built up to be a new palace. All my veins now bore cement, and strong walls now stand, built up to be a new palace, a new colony, a new city. My innocent body was buried inside.
Wow, that's beautiful. Jamela, what is that poem about? And you told us a little bit at the top. It's a true story. So in letting those words flow, what does that feel like for you?
See, this was a single mother who had three daughters, and she was not a skilled person, so she was terribly in a extreme poverty. So she sold her first daughter to a person in the Gulf country. Then the third daughter, who was the most beautiful of all of them, was again sold. And the mother became greedy, and she wanted to have a big house, palace-like house, so that she can live happily forever. The mother did get the house. They have a beautiful double-story building now. But the daughter is dead.
Wow.
I find all these houses in the old city of Hyderabad, which are big buildings now, are actually standing on the flesh of these girls, either 25 or 15 or 16.
Wow, what a story behind the poem. When people read Butterfly Caresses, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, what do you hope they take away from reading what you've put together?
If it's all put together, they find the bylanes of the old city. Old city is totally neglected. Neglected by the state, neglected by the people around, neglected by the politicians. So these lanes, very small, tiny lanes in which even a car cannot move in. Everyone has to just walk. And the women in those city houses are in terrible pain. There's a lot of incest. There's a lot of sexual violence on these girls. Sometimes when they are trafficked, sometimes within the family itself. So I find that this book will help them to understand the pain of these women from the old city of Hyderabad. No, it's only a sample, you know, it's happening all over the world.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this is only happening in Hyderabad. It happens everywhere. And I expect that there should be justice. These women, these girls, and every girl should get justice. She should have equal opportunities. She should be treated equally within the family and outside the family.
Yeah, wow.
That's really very much backward. Unless we are politically strong, I don't think we can get that place.
Well, what a beautiful sentiment. I agree. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing. And I want to tell everybody, pick this up again, Butterfly Caresses. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What a great activist Jamela is in India and other parts of the world for people who know her poetry, certainly. And it is shining a light on some of the things that are happening to women in India, particularly in the area that she's talking about and where she is, but in so many other places as well, whether it's incest or trafficking or something else nefarious that's happening. I mean, you all have women in your life and you can't even imagine how tragic and awful that is. In my effort to kind of raise the voices in this area, I contributed a segment to Voices Against Trafficking. It's a book that came out a couple of months ago. It's called The Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One. There's some amazing people that are part of this. Everybody on the Hill's gotten a copy or is getting a copy of this book. And I talk about being in a bubble and how the bubble needs to burst. The great Jimbo Hannon, Hall of Fame broadcaster, also contributed to the book, so I feel so honored to have been part of this effort, and there's no question that we all need to stop trafficking of any kind. By the way, it's not just girls so often, too. It's boys, and we talk about that certainly in this book, and Andy Berger, who runs a wonderful place with her husband in Washington, D.C., she's been on the show. She talks about, it's called Beulah's Place, and she's helped so many kids get on their feet. She talks about that, too, with me. And has on the show, and this book certainly features some of that as well. All right, finally, sour note to end on. More holiday flights canceled, over 2,000 over the weekend, the New Year's Eve weekend, a combination of COVID-19 disruptions, winter weather slowed all that travel. So flight cancellations were just a beast. You know, more than 4,700 flights canceled globally on Saturday. That was the largest day of cancellation since the meltdown began at Christmas Eve. And it just continues. Southwest, JetBlue, Delta, American Airlines, they each all had at least 100 canceled flights on Sunday. Southwest, though, led the pack. They had 264. It's tough. You know, you want to go somewhere, especially this time of year. That was the idea, uniting kids with families, other families, extended families, you know, aunts and uncles and grandparents and all that stuff. And even if you were vaxxed and boosted, you can't control what happens with the airlines. Dealing with Omicron, that variant has brought an unprecedented spike in COVID-19 cases. We see it. So many of the airline employees have been unable to work. And the Federal Aviation Administration has warned more of its own employees are testing positive. That could restrict flights. You have to have air traffic controllers, for goodness sake. What are you going to do if you don't have air traffic controllers? So, yep, it continues to be a nightmare. Luckily, not as deadly, if you wanted to take a silver lining out of that. Thanks to you, and oh, yeah, all those guys in the back for listening to this version of the show. It's 2022. Time to make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.